That's the shayla. So Amalu, we answer back. The chi bechoil miyatiru. In the middle of the weekday, is the mutter to do this? Why is it only asking the shayla on Shabbos? On Shabbos, kapeki Allah is knocking against the stone. What about on the weekday? Kisavar, he holds mishum hefsad oichlin. He held no. It's also do this even in the middle of the weekday. You're like ruining the oichel. You're like being mevata the oichel. It's called hefsad oichlin. The more lema plig di Shmuel. Chura, he thinks that now on Shmuel. So the Chura says Tira. What does the Gemara say now? He holds it's osur because she be mafsid the yochlin. But the Chura Rashi explained why the people bang the olives against the stone to make it sweet, to make the olives taste good. So where's the hefsid yochlin? What are you be mafsid here? What are you ruining? You're only making the olives taste better by knocking it on the stone. So Taisa says, at the end of the Taisa says, Oporach b'chol miyatiru, d'ika hefsen oichlen shenifsen hamashke hazav mehen. That's what it means. The olive itself, you're talking making better, you're making sweeter, but you're losing the oil. The olive oil, when you knock it against the stone, the juice goes out, goes on the floor. That's called you being hefsen oichlen. So hefsen oichlen, held it was awesome.
Doing a plastic bag.
That wasn't the shayla. The shayla was doing on top of the stone, the shayla was.
Yeah,
no, but
a
no.
And a stone.
That wasn't the shayla, though. He holds his mechulak on Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel. Oysa Adam Kotzorke the Pass. Shmuel holds no. Anything you want to do with an oichel, be and not be mevazah the oichel, it's mutter. Amrizat Gemara Pass le misa. Pass you're allowed to do because you're not making any mis. You want to do something with the pass, you're allowed to do it unless you're allowed to put a glass on top of the pass. Or to put things on top of the pass, as long as you don't make the pass miss. Behind the misi, here what you did with this olives by knocking on the stone and making the oil come out. The oil became very miss. So mashmi yomamish master the oil. So that's why here he held the sauce even the weekdays. If he hold it this, I don't know. I think we hold more. I'm not sure. Yes, right. What?
Again, no. Last time, the last time the preschool, they want to use food.
Well, that's clothing, Mercer. Even my past, if you make meis, if you mayas the food, there's no heter for that. No, the only heter is Mercer's past, you're not making a meis. But something, your mama should make meis, the Chorus of Shalom. Right? Amemo mazutra of Ravashi, heavy yasu, they were sitting together. Astla kamayu barda. They brought this barda, this type of a soap we had before, the shalom, can you wash your face with it or not? Is Amemo Ravashi Moshu. A man of Ashi belt holds it's mutter to wash your face with it. They use this type of a soap. Mazutra le Moshe. Ramazutra didn't wash himself with it. Even though before we said it's mutter, Mazutra vice holds it's also. Omrule, loisavu lamala hod yamar sheshes brother shari. Don't you hold like we had before? Brother is mutter. Omrulehu Rav Mordechai bar minei demar. Achutz from this, the afilu bochel nami loy. I hold even in the middle of the weekdays, it's also also to use barda. Not only on Shabbos, even in the weekdays. Why? Namiloi. Namiloi Svirlei. Sova locus he holds Kihoda Tanya. Megarer Odom Galde Tsoya. You let a pull off a gelid means a scab, a dirty scab. Or else for Galde Maka. A scab you have on top of your maka, Shal Besori, that's on top of your body, on your skin, Bishul Tsari. If somebody has tsar, the scab is bothering him, you want to pull off the scab to stop the tsar, that's muta. If you're only doing it to make yourself look nice, osir, he holds this osir. Even in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to do something to make your body look nice. And Rashi says, what's the yisur? Rashi, mishum liyapis, esasme osir, mishum layilbash geves simlas isha. Hey, that's the metzias of an isha. An isha does things to make yourself look beautiful. So a man is not allowed to do things to make himself look beautiful. This man, the yama holds, you're not allowed to take scabs even. Sometimes on your body doesn't look so nice. If the only reason you want to pull the scab off is just to make yourself look nice, he holds a saucer. Therefore, even b'chol a saucer. So he held to use this barda, that writes that something that doesn't just stop take off the dirt. It makes you look a little beautiful. It like makes your skin look nice. Even the week that it's also saucer. He has to put cream on your body to make your body look nice, he holds a saucer. So tomorrow we inu. What are the other mandiyim hold though? Kemant savru kiho de tanya. They all like it says in the brisa. Roichet sodom ponav yodav ragla b'chol yoyim. Nay, the person is supposed to look nice. supposed to wash yourself, your face, your hands, your ragel every single day. Because you're doing avodas Hashem, you're front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Kopol Hashem l'maneu." Everything was created in this world was for the sake of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're also created to work for Hashem. So it's only nice that we should look nice. So therefore, we have a heter to look nice, to dress nice, because we're doing l'shem Shemayim. Trashi b'shvul kaneu lechabit kaneu to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu kavod. Dechsev ki v'telam alakim osas adam. A person was created v'telam alakim. Therefore, he's supposed to look nice. V'yoyt ta'aroye brius nois. People see nice people. Oimer they'll say borah shekoch lebelomai. They give shvach back to the Eibishter. Kodesh Baruch Hu created such a nice person. Therefore, there is an inyan to look nice. Right? The kofel Hashem lemaneu hakel borah lechvoidei. And Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything for himself. So Tois even says a big heter. Tois says here b'shul tzaroi. Tois says v'yemein loy tzar acher elishem izbayish lelech bein b'nayodam shori. If you have something on your body, this even according to the first man diyoma. If you have something on the body that does a pimple, doesn't look nice, and you're embarrassed from other people, he'll also be masking you. I've had to take it off. The end of chot tzar godom izir. But if you have no tzar at all, to you, you don't care. You don't care. People are not going to make fun of you. Just time you want to take it off to make yourself extra nice. That's the machlokes here. One man yom hold this osur, and pasha we hold the man yom that's mutter, that you're allowed to do it. Because we're doing it b'shvil l'kaneyu. Right. The only shal there is, one of the surim, I think the Chassam Sofer talks about it, one of the surim they want asa to shave is al-gevarisha. One of the surim, one of the achrenim want asa not to take a shave because you make yourself look like an isha. Like here it's more, here it's not just time to look nice, that's the mitzvah of an isha that she doesn't have here in the face. So a man wants to take off his hair from a face, that's doimah to the isha, that's doimah to the isha looking like an isha. So if I say, let me say the make one, I don't know.
Some of the same shall be able to apply by cosmetic surgery, it was purely cosmetic.
Right. We have Lezer ben Azayu, Aimeh, Kaifa, Mita, Al-Tzida. The shall was in the Mishnah. When you made Hatzmona, when you had a pot, your soup pot, and before Shabbat you took it off the fire, and now you want to wrap it around with pieces of wool to retain its heat. The wool is not moist of heaven, it's only maimed, just keeps the heat the way it is. So you're allowed to make Hatzmona before Shabbos. But the wool was muksa. So now if you put the wool all around the pot, now it's a shal on Shabbos, how do you take the pot off, the cover off? Are you touching the tzemer, you're touching the wool? So he has the answer is, mutzulta to the side, and let the tzemer fall off on the side. For noitul shema yitom, and there you'll take it off. But he's not matter stamped to pick up the pot the way it is, because we're afraid the way it was, they made like atmona. That means they had wool all around here, and they put the pot inside the wool, and the wool was all around. Now we're afraid if you just sound like pick up the pot straight, the wool will cave in like this. Later when you want to put it down again, there's no room to put it down. We're afraid you have to want to open up again the wool, so that's also. Therefore he says the eights were just matter out today, or move it to the side, then you won't have this gezeira. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hakol Moedim. He says the machlokes in the Mishnah. We have Lezer said it's also to pick up the pot the way it is. The Chum say it's mutter. The Chum say you are allowed to pick up the pot, and then by such you can put it down again. So look, Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hakol Moedim. Shim nis kalkolo haguma. If when you did pick up the pot, now the wool on the bottom like caved in. It's this kalkula guma, there's no more hole to put the kli back down again. Sha'asal haqsar. Avad, you're not allowed to put the kli down and like move the wool to the side to cover up the pot again, because the wool is muksa. Sha'asal haqsar, tanan. Furthermore, tanan, it says in the Mishnah, v'achom moim, nechom say, noit olam haqsar. Nechom say, no, you're allowed to take off the pot, like take off the cover, and pick up the pot, and then put it down again. So you see, you are allowed to put it back again. So the more hechidami, how are we talking about? If the guma didn't cave in, now the guma is still there. You picked up the pot, and the pieces of wool are still on all four sides of it. It didn't cave in. So that's the case. Chum say you're allowed to put it down again. For the gemara sharper kamri rabbanon, like it's a pillow. Why does your blessed things on that? If when you picked up the pot, you don't have to move the wool anymore. You could just put the pot down again. Why does your blessed say it's also? Avad, it should be mutter. You have to say, even when you pick up the pot and the wool on all the sides, like cave in, if the skalkel has no more hole to put it down again, and still the chum say allowed to put it down again. See, the chum say not like Rababa, that even though it's the skalkel, even though the wool caved in, still the chum say you're allowed to put the pot down again. So tomorrow, loy. Li oilom the loy neskalkel. Havada the machlekes, the Mishnah is, when you picked up this pot, the wool on the bottom that you made atmanu with did not cave in. The hole is still there. And it's possible just to slip the pot straight down again into the hole. So what's the machlokes then? For hocho, b'choshishin kamiflugi. If the machlokes, if you're choshin or not, you'll do it even when it caved in. Ma'asav ha'choshin, shemun is kalkul aguma. One says, if you're going to be matih them to put the pot down again into the hole where the wool is on all the sides, and you don't have to touch the wool, if you'll be matih them to put the pot down now, there's exeris sometimes to put it down even when the wool caved in. And now you can't stop and put the pot down. You have to first go and move the wool to the side. And you come to touch muksa on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lez holds his exera. Whether the hole is still there or not, you can't put the pot down again. No, umasav rein chashin. We pass the chomim. We don't have this chash. So if you could pick up the pot and the wool stays still, the wool doesn't cave in, the hole is still there, you're allowed to put the pot down again into the hole. Omer Rav Huna. Hai silukusta. If you have this sekulusta, the trashi, it's a trashi esav. It's a type of a grass. A shunor, it's a nice grass, lamar, it looks very nice, lareich, you smell it. Omemalan kad ofer, usually you fill up a pitcher of dirt, lach, soft dirt, v'toich v'nois, and you stick it into the dirt, v'toichoi. V'nois lefnei sorm, that's the way you show it in front of the princesses. You put it like this. When you want it, they pull it out of the dirt and they smell it. It's a nice rose-like, much like a rose. You have a rose; it smells good. So they put it into the dirt pile of dirt, and when the sar wants to smell, he picks it out and smells it. When you get finished smelling it, you put it down again back into the dirt to preserve it again. Is if on Friday you like stuck this rose into the dirt. Vishofa, you pulled it once out, v'hoda dotza, then you put it back in again to the dofer. Shapa dummy. Now even on Shabbos it's also mutter. Now rather the rose itself is not muksa, because it's oimet l'arech, but it's something you can use to smell with. Here's only shayla, when you're putting it back into the offer, the dirt is muksa. So shayla, when you put the flower, like what the Ace of Rashi says, back into the dirt, are you moving the dirt or not? So we say, if you stuck it in before and pulled it out once and put it back in again, now when you pull it out on Shabbos, that hole is more or less stable and it won't move around. So you're allowed to take it out and put it back on Shabbos and not be mazed of the offer. Trashi b'yein the mazed of the offer. It's not called to be mazed of the offer. So that's the Gemara. Hai se luksusta dotso. If you stuck it into the ground, into this pot of dirt, shofar, you took it out before Shabbos. Water dotsa, and you again put it back into the dirt again on before Shabbos. Shari, that even on Shabbos it's mutter to take it out and put it back again because the hole is stable. You won't move the dirt in the hole. The love, but if you didn't pull it out and put it in again before Shabbos, also because then on Shabbos when you stick it into the ground, you may move the ground, and that's an issa muksa. You be metalto the ground. Omar Shmuel, hai sakino de bene urvi. If you have a knife that's between urvi. The same Sidrashi, Shenoit Sinsakin Bain Churus Halavonim. You have bricks piled up. Sheba Binyan Lishdamer. You set aside in the binyan to make a nice building with these bricks. And you have a pile of bricks. And you have a knife stuck in between them. The same halacha. Dotsa, if before Shabbos you stuck it into the hole there, Shofar, you took it out. V'hoda dotsa, and you put it back in again, Shari. Then on Shabbos you're allowed to take this knife out of the hole and put it back. Because it's not cold, you're making a hole like a Shabbos. Here I think it's not a shayla of Mimetalto, the Muksan. Here's the shayla of Poshidal's Binyan. But you're not allowed to make a hole in the Levonin, in the bricks. Or else the shayla from Binyan, you're making a Keli. So if you pull it out and stuck it in before Shabbos, so when you do it now on Shabbos, you're not going to make the hole any bigger. So the hole is made already. So there's no shayla of Binyan. But if you didn't stick it in and pull it out and put it in before Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos is also because you're making the hole bigger. Mazutra vitemer of Ashi Yomar. The Gurudisa the Kani Shapadami. If you have this knife that's stuck in between the kanim, in between the reeds, there it's mutter. Trash of Gurus Kani, Kani Madakolim, the reeds of a palm tree. Shayotsim Harbi Begezekhod, one trunk, a lot of shoots come up. Utchufim Zebazer, they're very close one to the other. Shapadom Lunaris Petoichan Sakin, you light a stick and knife in there. Lishomim, to watch it. Vien Choshin Shema Yigur Haklipa Vachai Mishumachik. Because we're not afraid when you pull out the knife, you can like smooth out the klipa. You won't smooth out the side, the bark of the tree. And if you smooth out the bark of the tree, it'll be chayim mishum moichik. You're not choshish for it. Right? Says why? Because it's not so tight. It's pretty roomy there. So you stick the knife in, take the knife out. We're not afraid you're going to smooth out the bark. Yeshabadam. Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav. Mosir Rav Ktina. Tiyufta. Rav Ktina is going to have to Tiyufta on your halachas here. Trashi Tiyufta. Lahanach Rabbonin the Yamri. Diloy Dotsa. If you didn't stick it in. Vishofa. Take it out before Shabbos. That's also. I'll bring your raya still it's mutter. Even though you didn't before Shabbos, stick it in then take it out. And there's no shalik going to move the muksa. Is halacha Hatoimin Lefes. If you stuck Lefes, turnips, into the ground before Shabbos. Utsnoinis. We also have radishes. That you wanted to store in the ground before Shabbos, hatoymen lefes noinas takas hagefen under the gefen, under the vineyards. It's in the fields. You dug a hole before Shabbos in the ground, and you put your turnips there. You put your the radishes there. Is imhoya miksas olav megulin. If I be some of the leaves is sticking up out of the ground, is ain't a choshes. Now you're not to let it stay there. Ain't a choshes. Loi mishum klayim. There's no issa klayim that Rashi shains lushtila. It's not called the planting. You're not planting these vegetables into the vineyard itself. It's not called the shtila. Loi mishum shvius. There's no issa shvius here because you're not planting it. Loi mishum maisa. There's no shal of maisa. Rashi neima botlolo agav kaka reyu kolakuta mitchilar. No shal of maisa. V'noitlin v'shabbos. And on Shabbos you're allowed to pull it out of the ground. Is tiyufta tsestiru told the man yom before. Now, why are you allowed to pull it out of the ground? What happened here? You had this radish that you stuck into the ground before Shabbos. And stuck in means there's ground off or all on top of it. Just there's some leaves of the radish, the green part of the radish, is sticking up. It says this bright sun Shabbos, you're allowed to come and grab hold of that green part and just slap it up out of the ground. When you move it up out of the ground, you're zicha moving the offer. You're zicha moving the dirt. Still we say it's mutter. Why? Because it's called a tiltum atzad. What are you touching, mamish, your hand? It's touching the radish itself, the green leaves. That's not muksa. By you being metal to the radish, you're making the offer move. That's called tiltum and atzad, that's mutter. Since it's a surah dover ha-mutter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why are you moving the offer? Because you want to get the radish to use the radish. So since you're moving it for the purpose of the radish, it's mutter to move muksa with a tiltum and atzad. That means you're not touching the muksa directly, you're touching the radish. And the radish is moving the offer, that's mutter. So mainly here also, when you want to stick the knife, or stick these leaves, you want to stick the rose back into the offer, it's mutter. Because you're not touching the dirt, you're just touching the rose. And the rose is moving the dirt. Therefore it's mutter. What?
And I think
Chayrish, I'm
making a hole.
No, that's not Chayrish. The hole is there, really. It's only Shah just moving the dirt a little bit. Shrashiv, you told him a Shabbos. Shoichzo ben mikta soler. You have to grab a hold of part of the leaves. Hamagul, that's open. Veloy Chayish, we're not afraid him off a nizus. Meyolov. If the dirt moves on the side of it. Who are Dillis looked up? The same thing like this rose before. You allow him to pick it out of the dirt on Shabbos. Even though you're moving the dirt, that's called a tiltum and a tzad, that's mutter, since you're mechaven, to use it. Now the only kashrut we spoke about yesterday, why isn't there a shayla of bosses of Dov Roser? Akopan, before Shabbos, you had this radish stuck into the ground. So there was dirt on top of the radish. A ben ashmoshes, the dirt was on top of the radish. So why don't we say now the radish is a bosses, the Dov Roser? The radish is holding up the dirt. So about the dirt itself is muksa, the radish underneath should also be like muksa. Here, how does it help to grab the top of the radish and pull it up? It should be like bosses of Dover Osir. So the same test we said yesterday, that there it says that what's being mishtamish what? Not the pshat, the radish is holding up the dirt because you want the dirt. Fufakir. The dirt is protecting the radish. The dirt is helping out the radish. So therefore the dirt is bottled to the radish. Therefore it wouldn't be a shalom muksa of bosses. Bus is only like a kli, where you have here the shemen here, and the wick and the shalhevis. So this and this and this is all holding up the fire. It's all like butter to the fire, because it's helping the fire go. Mashenka, here's the other way. The ikus, you want the radish, and you want to preserve the radish, you're putting it into ground. So the dirt on top of the radish is preserving the radish. It's a bosa to the radish. Therefore it's mutter, the one if you shall the bosses. So the Mishnah. Loiki saw mevoi jermi. They didn't make hatamona before Shabbos. This is not a shalav muksa. Shalav hatamona. You have your soup pot before Shabbos. If you got to wrap it around with your clothing, with shmatas, with towels, his loyach hasenam shtechshich. Come Shabbos already by night, you're not allowed to make hatamona. Even with something that's not muksa. So drashi of Rishna time of Perek Beis, we said already the time before. Mevnei ma omru ein tem nebedover shein moist of heaven. How come you can't even wrap around the cloth around your pots on Shabbos, even though the cloth is not moist of heaven? Mishach Hashecha, Gzer Rishem Yasiach. We're afraid that you're wrapping around your pot because you want to keep it hot. We're afraid while you're wrapping around, you see the soup got cooled off already. So we're afraid you're going to put it back on the fire and cook it up again. That's why it's also to make Hatzmona on Shabbos. Kiso, Luitsu, you made that Hatzmona before Shabbos. On Friday, you put your towels around the soup pot. Then it's gala. Now on the Friday night on Shabbos already, so a wind came and blew off the shmatas, blew off the towels off the pot. Is mutlach soisoin. You're allowed to put back that Hatzmona. And you can't make Hatzmona metchila on Shabbos. But if you made Hatzmona, you wrapped it around before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, the lach is even if you take it off for purpose. Unless you want to take the soup out. So your mamish, take all the towels off the pot and take the soup out, then you're allowed to put the towels all around again. And since that Hatzmona started before Shabbos, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to fill up a pitcher of water. Even on Shabbos. Now you're allowed to make Hatzmona with the more explained, talking about cold pitcher of water. If you have a cold pitcher of water and you don't want the sun to heat it up, you want it to remain cold, that's mutter to make Hatzmona even on Shabbos. Because there's no gzeres shem yasiach. Yo kavanu is to stay cold. There's no shal, you cook it up on Shabbos. So with cold water, you're allowed to make Hatzmona even on Shabbos. So Rashi, Mamala Kitan shall train in if it's cold water. But no sal take a car, shlo yechama b'chayim ha'kayim, so don't want achav yechama. You don't want the sun or the winter, the summer, or the sun to heat it up. You're going car kosa shall evadim shayna mechamin. Some that's not mechamin, it retains the cold, that's mutter. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, mutter lahat min esat tzoynin. Like we said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make katzmon on Shabbos, you have a cold drink, you're allowed to put a towel around it just to retain the coldness. Rashi mutlatnas atzoinin, but nei achama. It's a sunny day now. Like you want to keep the sun away. Shelo yichamu, like gezrina not to atzmona kadei shichamu. We don't make gzera. Until you make atzmona of something hot. We don't make this gzera. Om Rabbi Yosef, my kamashman, what's your chiddush tanino? It's enough for the Mishnah. Memalo adam kiton. You can fill up this cold water. V'nais atachat akar, atachat aksos. You can make atzmona. You can wrap it around your pillow if you want on Shabbos. It's enough for the Mishnah. It's mutter. Omle Abaya, Tuva Kamashma, no, he's telling me a big Kiddush of Yudam Shmuel. Dinu Mas Nisna, but we only know the Diyak from the Mishnah, Hava Minhan, Mili, Dova Shein Darkala Hatman. Only something of a Chla you never used to make Katamana with this. A glass of water you never make Katamana with. Avo Dova Shein Darkala Hatman, Loi. But something that's a Derech, Lamashal food. If you have a cold Kugel, some reason you want to keep it cold. Now, a Kugel, sometimes you want it to be hot. So since it's something that's a derech, sometimes you have to heat up, even though now you want to keep it cold, I would think of Leibosser. His own little cold glass of water. The Ebechlai don't make Hatzmon in the glass, a cold pitcher. Mashenkin, a chola, something that could be heated up, I would think it's also to keep it for cold. Kamashna, even that's mutter. Shrashima must be now mean a honey, merely going mayim, turning in cold water. Shein dakala hatmin tachas karak sos lechamin. Shein mischamin bekarak, don't heat up that way. Hilach lekal amigzer. Avodav shdakala hatmin lechamin going tavshil. You have good food. Aim, that's usually you heat up the food. Aim, lay it to menem of neachama. I would think you can't even make hatmora now to keep it so sun should not bother it. Kamashmon abiyya ha kavon was not to make it hot. Your kavon was just to retain the coldness. That's mutter. Rabbon didn't make it zero. Omarav Huna Omarav. Also Lahatmanat Tzoynin. He learns, no, you're not going to make Hatzmona, even to keep something cold. For the more Vatanya Rebbe, Vatanya Rebbe hit the Lahatmanat Tzoynin. Rebbe said, Kloetz Muta. And the Gemara Lakasha. Ho Mekamed Lishamim Rebbe Shmob Rebbe Yosin. Ho Labos Lishamim. Once before and once after he heard from it. So the Girsa should be before, like it says on the side. Omer Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. Hey, the first one there was Omer Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. Also Lahatmin. That first Rebbe said you're not allowed to make Hatzmona with something cold. Then the Maris Astira, I Rebbe himself says you are allowed to make Hatzmona with something that's cold. And the Gemara Lakasha, Rebbe was Chayzer. Here's before he heard from Yishmael. Here's after he heard from Yishmael. What was the Maisa? Kiho de Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe was one sitting. The Omar and Rebbe first held Osa Lahatmin Esatzoin. He held even something. It's cold. You're not allowed to make Hatmona. You're not allowed to cover up a cold glass to keep it cold. Omar Lafon of Rebbe Shmob Rebbe Yosi. Abihit Lahatmin Esatzoin. So Rabbi Shmuel told in front of Rabbi Shnell, my father held, it's mutter to do it. Omar, he said, Kvahur Rezokin, his Rabbi was Chayzer. The Rabbi said, Kvahur Rezokin, of Yes Yodah, it's mutter. So Rabbi was also Chayzer to say, you're allowed to make Katamona B'tzoinim. So there's no stira. Rabbi's before, and then Rabbi was Chayzer. Omar Rapapa, Bovaroa, Kama Mechavavin Zeze, how much these two Tanoim had loved one another. Shilu Rabbi Yosi came from Yosi would have been alive. Hoyekofef Yoshkof Le Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi himself would have been kofef, like he would have listened to Rabbi. He would have been machni himself to Rabbi. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel, the father of Rabbi Yosi, the mamala mokum that Rabbi Yosi took over his father's place of Yosef Hevei, the kofef Yoshkof Le Rabbi. His even Rabbi Yosi's father was also nichna in front of Rabbi. So Vada Rabbi Yosi would have been nichna in front of Rabbi. Well, Kamar, and here Rabbi said for her zokin. When Rabbi heard that Rabbi Yosi paskin that you let him make katmona with tzoinin, Rabbi gave in to him. Rabbi was machniya to him. You see how much he loved one the other. Omulu Rav Nachman ledori avde. Rav Nachman told his eved Dori's name was Atman Litzoinin. Shno, make katmona for me like we paskin. I have a cold glass of water here. It's sunny outside. Wrap it around with something to retain its coldness. V'yaisili mayim, bring me water. Diachem kfeil armoy. That even though a shiksa, this lavdafka on Shabbos, the middle of the weekday, a shiksa made me hot water, she cooked up water, so I was bishul akum, he yelled his mutter to drink the hot water. He asked me, give me this hot water to drink, even though the nochri cooked it up. Is that tomorrow, Shoma Rebbe Ami Rebami heard this vehicle, he got angry at him. Om Rebbe Yosef, my time nikma, what are you getting angry at? Kurav Sosi Yovni, did like his rebbeim. Chad Kurav, one he did like Rav, v'chad Kishmuel. Kishmuel is doing the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel Mutal Hatmin Esatzoinin. Like he passed him before, you're allowed to make Hatzmon on Shabbos something that's cold. To retain the coldness, there's no Xerah to come to cook it up on Shabbos. And Kerav, the Yom Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzel Gama Rav, Kol Shu Nechel Kamoy Shu Chai. As even though there's an Issa of Bishal Akam, you're not allowed to eat something Goyim cook, but Lo Yitzel the substance you could eat raw. Even without cooking it, much like water. You could eat water, you could drink water raw. So even though now the guy cooks it, there's no way to bishul akum. Who are then tomatoes? Tomatoes you can eat raw. If a guy cooks tomato like ketchup, you're allowed to eat. There's no way to bishul akum on it. Because you can eat it raw. Anything that's edible raw, even though the guy cooks, there's no way to bishul akum. Here also, what's wrong with drinking the water that a guy cooked up for me? There's no way to bishul akum. K'mayshul chai, ain't b'mishul bishul akum. And the Gemara, the reason why Rav Avinu was makpid for usavar, adam choshev shami. Shani, anodim choshev should have been makpid. Even this he shouldn't have done. And since he was anodim choshev, he shouldn't have drank in this water that Anochi drank from. That's why he got makpid. Even though mikra didn't, it was mutter, but he should have been makpid. Like to have no shaykh as the drinking. Something a guy cooked up. Right, stop.